Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It has been a Monday here in the office so far. Already I had to deal with a website down. First thing this morning, you know, it was down. It was there when I shut my computer off late last night. And this morning it was not. So something I know absolutely nothing about, I had to spend most of the morning dealing with. So while I was chatting with the web people, because you can't call them, you just have to chat with them on the internet. I was attempting to bring show together for you, so here we go. I listened to the news a lot this weekend, at least last night and Friday night. Once we were termed the home of the free and the brave, but we're no longer worthy of that title. We are no longer free. And we certainly are not brave. I watched the news last night, and I followed the news feeds, so the Twitter news feeds all weekend, the liberal side and the conservative side. And I can tell you, it's almost enough to make you dizzy and sick to your stomach. It really, really is. I don't know how all of you feel, but I'm growing angrier and angrier at what we've allowed to happen. And I don't care which side of the spectrum you're on, whether you consider yourself a liberal, a Democrat, or if you consider yourself a Republican, a conservative. I want you to look in the mirror and I want you to say, I'm an American. And what we have allowed, we the people, to slip away and happen in D.C. is pretty bad. The deep state is very real, and it's more than obvious now. I long suspected there was more to this mess than the simple politics. Didn't you? Charlie Reese's article, and I have it right here. I'm going to share with you again today. The 545 versus the 300 million people. I think we're up to 330 million people now. Hit only part of the nail on the head. Only part of it. Back in the day, when I worked for Gary Brownfield and his talk show, I ran the phones for a little while, and there was a running joke with one of the fill-in producers. I even ended up writing an article about it. But Gary, and his while he was on the air, I think we went into a commercial break, and he was demanding something of the producer. Nothing spectacular, but he was just demanding something. And the producers, they're looking at each other across through a window, but they could talk to each other on the microphone. And the producer says to him, "Who's running this show?" And that was the running joke for years and years and years. So who is running this show? Who is pushing all the buttons and manipulating things in D.C.? While I know we have many less than honest and less than freedom-loving elected officials, this runs much, much deeper. And the power runs amok. They are greedy with power. They are succumb with power. To the point they're not very smart. Remember when Hillary Clinton was in trouble for accidentally walking off with a box full of FBI files? What about the attacks now on the current administration? This isn't about simple differences in policies. Plastic Pelosi is not fighting for health care recipients. She could care less. The same with many others. What they do care about is control over you. You, me, the American people, the useful idiots. We've all become the useful idiots. I don't believe that the president realized the depth of the corruption in the swamp. And maybe perhaps he did. If he did, he's braver than I even give him credit for. Whatever the case, he and his administration are under constant attack and apparently surveillance as well. And so are you. What does that, and how does that make you feel? To know that every email you send, every text, every phone call is stored somewhere in a database file. I'm not sure if I have the right tech talk terminology there, but what do you think about that? Is that a free and independent America? Do you feel that we the people are the government at this juncture in our nation, a republic? President Trump said in his inaugural address, restoring the republic today. Well, the swamp creatures don't much like that. And they're fighting it every step of the way. And the media called that speech dark talk. Well, truth is light. You should be having a light coming on right now, knowing that the intel, the deep state, is keeping tabs on everyone. The light should be on in your head, and you should be angry. You should be angry, and you should fight back. If not for yourself, then for your children, and your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren. Clean the swamp, dredge the muck, and clear out D.C. The CIA, the FBI, the Intel, the Democrat Party, the Republican Party, the mainstream media, and sometimes Fox, yes, sometimes Fox. They're all versing. They're all up against the Trump administration. Support the president. Remember last week we had the phone call. Send postcards to Donald Trump, President Donald J. Trump. Mail them this Wednesday, March the 15th, to President Donald J. Trump, the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C. I had people asking me about this all weekend, and I was doing it by memory, and I gave the wrong zip code, so I hope they're listening today. It's 20500. 20500. We are no longer worthy of the title Home of the Free and the Brave, because we've become home of the slaves and the cowards who need taken care of by big government, watched over by big government, deep state, and guaranteed safe places. I don't know what you think about that, but it makes me angry. And I tell you what, I'm a little bit upset with myself and this generation and the generation before and even the generation before that for allowing this to happen, for not paying attention. We were so lazy and laid back. To not realize that we are enslaving our children. We're going into a break. I want to remind you that we were established as a constitutional republic, and that means we the people are in charge. Well, we the people have been the enemy of the state, and you can see that right now with this deep state. They're doing anything and everything they can to control you and control whoever's in charge in D.C. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And we the people, we're going to stand back up, and we will be right back. No way to measure. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to go to the phone lines already. I think my producer said, I'm just going to let you figure this one out. So we're going to go to Ray in Illinois. Ray, how are you today?
I'm doing just fine, Beth Ann.
What's on your mind, sir?
Well, it was our local news I heard this morning. Illinois, Rock County, Illinois, just passed. There's a women's prison there that the women can sue the prison now for not letting them wear colored underwear. I can't make that up.
You know, why are they in prison? Because they are taking away their freedoms because they were bad boys and girls. So I'm not sure that color of underwear is very important, but they're going to sue over that, huh?
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't believe it when I heard that this morning.
Well, that just goes to show I'm correct about not any longer being the home of the free and the brave. I appreciate it, Ray. Thank you for the Monday show.
I'm afraid that they're wearing their colored underwear, I guess.
Well, we're not telling here. Okay, we're going to let you go. Right. I appreciate the call.
Bye.
This is just a part of the stupidity that piled. It just keeps piling up. Why would inmates be allowed to sue unless they're actually being abused over the color of a garment that they're allowed to wear? I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. There might be more to that story. I mean, perhaps it's a perhaps it's a gang symbol or something. I don't know what goes on in prisons. Perhaps it means something. And the prison said, no, we're all going to wear the same color underwear. And now they're suing. I don't know. But it seems a lot stupid to me. A lot. And what's that going to cost the state of Illinois? What's that going to cost them? It's just one thing after another. Just one thing. That's not a free and independent people. Beware of the useful idiots. We have shared this numerous times, and I hope you're not overly tired of hearing it, because I think it is so characteristic of what we are seeing today. We are no longer being governed by a free republic, because the republic is enslaved by the D.C. bureaucracy. And the D.C. bureaucracy is truly socialism, communism. That's what it is. Big government ruling over, dictating over we the people. It's not supposed to be that way. But they have a plan. And it didn't include somebody like Donald Trump. And that's why both sides were fighting him tooth and toenail, with the exception of a handful of the Republicans that finally got on board. And now look what they're doing. I'm going to try and get someone on this week, and we're going to talk about this Obamacare thing, this repealing the health care. You know how I feel. And that might be what my postcard says, that I don't want a national health care. We are the useful idiots, because we have allowed this to happen. And I have some of you that call in that I know you want government to take care of you. I don't understand why we would ever go down that road. We have Mike from Illinois. Mike, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. My girlfriend's youngest son called me yesterday morning, and apparently he saw or heard this on the news yesterday. There is a new bestseller out, and I'm being straight about this. It's called The Reasons to Vote for a Democrat.
Yes, and I saw that.
And do you know what's in on each of the pages on the book?
No.
They're all blank, every one of them. And it's a bestseller. People are buying it because of the cover. And it's a well-written book, don't you think?
I think so. I saw them talking about it Friday night. I can't remember which one of the news shows it was. But they never got to that. They just said, now don't prejudge it. You just need to see it. So I didn't realize it was blank. That's kind of like what every man knows about a woman.
Well, let you know, I can tell that this is 100% authentic, and it's documented, and it's factual. Every blank page. So, in fact, they should have changed the name to Why Vote for a Politician.
Yeah, I think that's right. How much is the book?
I do not know.
Okay. I wish I'd have written that one.
Well, you know, politics is poly as many, and a tick is a blood-sucking parasite.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of them.
Yes, we need representatives and statesmen.
Okay.
We need people that are of your that are of the same ilk, the same as you are, Beth, as you and Derry have been. And Beth, we really appreciate everything. And again, let's keep Beth supported. Let's get that money into her and keep her on the radio. We've got to keep her on.
We're starting to run out of time. I appreciate it, Mike.
Sure, we'll be just like the pages in that book if we don't. Thanks, Beth.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We have CW from Missouri. CW, how are you today?
I'm fine. Say, I want to talk about this insurance thing. I'll tell you what the problem. We're not going to get any lower premiums as long as you should say people can buy insurance after they get sick. It's like you can't buy insurance at your house. Your house gets far, you can't go out and buy fire insurance.
No, you can't.
And that's like you can't buy accident insurance on your car after you wreck it. You got to buy the insurance before.
Well, you know, used to be, and I don't know if it's that way anymore, it used to be that if you had certain conditions, they either would reject you or they would charge, your premium would be higher than, say, someone who was you know, healthy.
Right.
And so I don't know if that's what they're going to do, or if they're going to say that, tell that insurance company, you have to insure this person for the same price as any other person.
I think what the problem is, the reason why the Republican bill is not much different than the Obama thing, they're all playing ball with the insurance companies. It's like Rush Limbaugh said, the insurance companies all give them money to run on, so they're not going to do anything to hurt the insurance companies.
And let me say this. Obamacare and even any kind of national health care is not health care. They're talking about insurance. Insurance is not health care. It isn't. Health care is when you go to the doctor and he tells you what you need to do to be healthy. It's not. Insurance is something that's going to help you pay for it. And, you know, if they really want to talk about why health insurance, why it costs so much to go to the doctor or have a procedure or buy your pills, they need to be checking into that, because I believe insurance is behind the prices. I know they are.
When you go to the hospital and you get your hospital bill and they charge you $12 for an aspirin, that's stupid, you know. I mean,
and who tells them to do that?
That needs to be checked into, you know.
Who tells them to do that?
Yeah, anyway, the idea is the only way where competition is the only thing that ever brings prices down. Until they let all the insurance companies sell insurance wherever they want to, and everybody picks out the best buy and the best bargain, we're not going to have any good insurance premiums.
You know, Charlie Reese says, one of the first lines in that article says, politicians are the only people in the world who create problems and then campaign against them.
Yeah.
You know,
and I'll tell you the truth. I'm disgusted. I don't know why, but Trump, of all the things they've said about Trump, he's hurt himself more this week going along with Paul Ryan than what anything that the Democrats have said about him, because everybody I talk to is disappointed to think he'll go along with Paul Ryan on his insurance.
I agree with you 100%, except I got to thinking last night, why is he doing this? And then I saw an article about where he had made the comment, the Republicans are going to figure it out and they're going to come together. I saw Kellyanne last night on, I guess it was, I don't remember which show it was. I want to say Judge Jeanine. But she was on it, and they asked, is Donald Trump listening to the people? And she said, yes, he is. That we're not happy with this. So let's hope he is listening. But I feel like you, CW. I'm a little bit upset about it. So we're going into a break. CW, thank you so much for calling.
You keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. Well, how do you feel about being some of the useful idiots for the D.C. and the Intel and the deep state? How do you feel about that? 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I had mentioned at the beginning of the show that we are no longer worthy of the title of the home of the free and the brave. Now, there are some brave people out there. I'd like to think that occasionally I'm brave. I thought I was really brave trying to get that website fixed this morning when I was supposed to be putting a show together. Maybe it was more stupid than brave. But we're not free. When you look at what's coming up here in April, when we look at the taxes that we pay, we look at how we're run by bureaucracy, and now we see how the intel not only spy on our enemies, but on you, because you are the enemy of the state. You're the enemy of the deep state. Mainstream media has been just losing it over Donald Trump's firing of one of the judges this week. Trying to find that article here so I can get the name straight. And it was, it's not that big a deal, but it's a big deal to them because they want it to be a big deal. I'm trying to find the guy's name, Barrar. But they've gone crazy over it. The Trump administration, through its attorney general, recently asked for the resignation of all remaining Obama-appointed U.S. attorneys. And this is a fact. A change of personnel in which new administration routinely engage. It's not new, but they acted like this is something horrible that he's done. He ordered 46 of the Obama-era prosecutors to resign. Now, one of them apparently had met with earlier, and he liked the guy. So he refused to resign, and that's when it all hit the fan. But what they forget is that their beloved, Obama, did the same thing, and Bill Clinton had 93 of the 94 U.S. attorneys fired in one day. So this isn't anything new. And if I was Donald Trump, I'd get rid of everybody. I guess that's kind of getting out there. Because they have no clue who all is doing the spying and the intel and the leaking of information. Now, maybe some of you don't believe that's going on. I know one of you called last week and said you didn't believe it. Well, I'm sad to say you're wrong. I wish that you were right. The leaking is going on, and the attack on President Donald Trump is real, and his administration. The obstruction of allowing him to even have a cabinet ready to go. That's all very real. You cannot deny it. And while we can say, well, the Republicans didn't do that to Obama, which they did not like this has happened. Do you wonder why? We'll go back to Charlie Reese's article. Why? Why didn't they fight Barack Obama? Some of them are fighting Donald Trump more than they ever fought Barack Obama, President Barack Obama. Why do you think that is? Let me read that first sentence again. Politicians are the only people in the world who create problems and then campaign against them. Have you ever wondered if both the Democrats and the Republicans are against deficits, why we do still have a deficit? Have you ever wondered if all the politicians are against inflation and high taxes? Why do we have inflation and high taxes? In fact, they keep getting higher. You and I don't propose a federal budget. The president does. You and I don't have the constitutional authority to vote on appropriations. The House of Representatives does. You and I don't write the tax code. Congress does. You and I don't set fiscal policy. Congress does. You and I don't control monetary policy. The Federal Reserve Bank does, which is altogether another show. 100 senators, 435 congressmen, one president, and 9 Supreme Court justices equates to 545 human beings out of the 300 million people. 300 million are directly, legally, morally, and individually responsible for the domestic problems that plague this country. The 545 are directly responsible. He says, I excluded the members of the Federal Reserve Board because that problem was created by the Congress in 1913. Congress delegated its constitutional duty to provide a sound currency to a federally chartered but private central bank. It was in 1913, my friends, when we became slaves and lost our republic. He says, I excluded all the special interests and the lobbyists for a sound reason. They have no legal authority. They have no ability to coerce a senator, a congressman, or a president to do one cotton-picking thing, he says. I don't care if they offer a politician $1 million in cash. The politician has the power to accept it or reject it. No matter what the lobbyist promises, it is the legislator's responsibility to determine how he votes. Those 545 human beings spend much of their energy convincing you that what they did is not their fault. They cooperate in this common con regardless of party. Thus, the fake arguments. Pelosi standing up there saying, I don't remember exactly how she worded, but it was going to be not health care, but sick care or something, because everybody was going to, it's insurance for Pete's sakes. It's not even health care. Why can't we get this term straight? It's national insurance, not health care. Health care is when you go to the doctor and you get taken care of. They want to find out why it's costing you an arm and a leg. They need to check that out. Not the insurance companies. Well, actually, they need to check the insurance companies out. It is not the responsibility of the federal government or the state government to monitor your health, to force you to buy insurance. They've already done that with the car and license insurance, haven't they? What separates a politician from a normal human being is an excessive amount of gall. No normal human being would have the gall of a speaker who stood up and criticized the president for creating deficits. The president can only propose a budget. He cannot force the Congress to accept it. Look at the mess we're in. This didn't just happen in 8 years. You cannot just blame President Barack Obama. Go back to 1913. Go back to President George W. Bush. Go back to Bill Clinton. Go back to George Hubert Bush. Go back. One administration after another. One party after another. And you can see our deficit increases, our taxes increases, and our jobs have gone bye-bye. We're going into a break. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. We are in a deep state. We are not free people. We are no longer the home of the free and the brave, but the home of the enslaved, scared to death to stand up for liberty. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSE Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSE Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com CSC Talk Radio or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen. so the unborn can be heard.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, you never know. I never seem to know which direction a show is going to go. Even though I might plan it one direction, it ends up going another sometimes. And I think the Lord kind of wills that from time to time. I have periodically brought out this Charlie Reese's article that was written back in the day. Back in the day. You're not supposed to say that if you're on Bill O'Reilly's That or the End of the Day. But he is correct with this, and I wanted to kind of finish reading this to you, if you'll allow me to do that. The Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land, gives sole responsibility to the House of Representatives for originating and approving appropriations and taxes. Who is the Speaker of the House? Well, when he wrote this, it was John Boehner, but it is Paul Ryan. He is the leader of the majority party. He and fellow House members, not the President, can approve any budget they want. If the President vetoes it, they can pass it over his veto if they agree to. He says that it seems inconceivable to me that a nation of, I'm speaking to you, 300 million cannot replace 545 people who stand convicted, by present facts of incompetence and irresponsibility. I can't think of a single domestic problem that is not traceable directly to those 545 people. When you fully grasp the plain truth, that 545 people exercise the power of the federal government, then it must follow that what exists is what they want to exist. If the tax code is unfair, it's because they want it to be unfair. If the budget is in the red, it's because they want it to be in the red. If the Army and the Marines are in Iraq and Afghanistan, it is because they want them there. If they do not receive Social Security, but are on an elite retirement plan not available to the people, it is because they want it that way. They are no insoluble government
There are no insoluble government problems. Do not let these 545 people shift the blame to bureaucrats whom they hire and whose jobs they can abolish, to lobbyists whose gifts and advice they can reject, to regulators to whom they give the power to regulate and from whom they can take this power. Above all, do not let them con you into the belief that there exists disembodied mystical forces like the economy and inflation or politics that prevent them from doing what they take an oath to do. Even this deep state, I'm adding this, is their responsibility. Those 545 people, and they alone, are responsible. They and they alone have the power. They and they alone should be held accountable by the people who are their bosses. We the people, if we are a constitutional republic, we are the ones who need to stop them. That is, provided the voters have the gumption to manage their own employees. We should vote all of them out of office and clean up their mess. Look what we've done. Look what we've done. We've put a man in charge who was not, is not a true politician to drain the swamp alone. To drain the swamp alone. We have Ty in Missouri. Ty, how are you today?
I'm doing very well.
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I had two comments, if I can. The first one was just on the 545. I've mentioned before, and you are totally on board with this, but just that it is a responsibility of the American people, mm-hmm. That God so often gives us the government that we deserve.
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
That we definitely need the truth through the populace. So much of the populace is missing the truth, and we can't really expect the truth and integrity in the government when the populace doesn't have it.
Well, and they're not going to get it because they're making sure that we don't get the whole truth. You know, through the mainstream media and even Fox News, you know, let's include them all because we're being fed some lines on both sides.
Yeah.
So.
My other comment was just as regards the surveillance that you were referring to.
Yes.
You're asking how we felt about it. I myself do not feel threatened by it for a couple reasons. One just being the sheer volume of material that they would have to go through. It's astronomical.
You know, I don't think, Ty, that I feel threatened by it, but do you think it's necessary to spy on every individual in the United States of America, or should we just come to grip with that?
Well, it's obviously not necessary, and I think it's also impossible. So I just want to encourage people, you know, not to be any kind of fearful, because I've seen some people are fearful about it, and fear is the wrong way to go.
Yeah, fear is absolutely the wrong way to go, and thank you so much for saying that. I appreciate that very much.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for what you're doing, spreading truth.
I appreciate it. Ty is absolutely right. We cannot be afraid. We need to be the home of the brave. We're not acting real brave. I want to encourage you to send those postcards on Wednesday. Send as many as you want to. Get them for your families. Let's get them out there. Let this one man who is not one of them know that we stand with him, and we will do whatever it takes. We will make the phone calls. We will hold our elected officials accountable, and it is up to us, not just him. The address is to President Donald J. Trump, President Donald J. Trump, the White House, 16 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., The zip code is 20500. Exercise being the home of the free and the brave. And let this man know that you stand with him. We're going to hold him accountable, too. Let him know that you stand with him. Let them know the Republic is not gone. He may have been asleep, but we are wide awake now. And we will. And you know what I'm going to say. We, the Republic, we will bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.